Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. And if you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener Podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Now let's get growing. Did you know that you could support the Organic Gardener Podcast without doing anything differently? If you're going to buy something on Amazon.com, since I'm an Amazon affiliate, if you go to Amazon through a link on my page, which every book that is listed on my website is linked to Amazon.com, you don't have to buy that book, but anything you buy that day from Amazon will give me a very, very small commission. But I got to tell you, it would sure help pay for, you know, just some of the basics it costs to keep the podcast up there. So if you like what you hear and you did want to give me just a little bit of support, that would be a great way for you to do it. If you're already going to Amazon to purchase something, like I said, all the books are linked up to because I am an Amazon affiliate. And so just if you didn't know anything, you don't have to buy that specific book, but just if you go to Amazon through my website, they do still give me a commission. So thanks for your support. Welcome, listeners, to the show today. It is Thursday, April 21st at the Organic Gardener Podcast here in sunny Montana. And I'm very excited because I've been having major technical problems and I finally fixed them for one. And then I also have a great guest back with me today, a return guest who's going to share some stuff that I think everyone's going to love. So welcome to the show, Linda Kelso from LK Landscape Design.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back.
Well, it's our honor because, one thing, if you haven't been to Linda's website before, or if you've been there before, I really want to encourage you to go back and check it out because it has come so far. And I was reading a bunch of blog posts today, some new ones that she has up that are just great. There was something called Winter Burn I had never heard of before. That was really interesting. And, you know, everybody just about, I would think, that listens. I suppose there's some people in apartments, but almost everybody has a landscape, even if you don't have a garden. So I think, you know, learning things that you can do organically in your landscape is exciting to all of us. But today we're going to talk about things that not just brighten your landscape, but your garden too. Linda started this awesome online class, and so we're going to talk about that. She gave me a free peek to look at it ahead of time, and so I'll be piping in on some of the cool things I learned, and just the videos are beautiful. She's done a great job. And so, well, let's let you talk and I'll listen, but I just, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all the kind comments. My course is called Gardening to Attract Birds and Butterflies, and it's really focused on, helping homeowners or anybody who has access to an outdoor space, even if it's a balcony or a rooftop garden or maybe like a shared garden in the city. So it's about how to turn that space into something that will support and attract birds and butterflies and other beneficial insects. And I just do that through teaching people how to do really simple, practical, and fun DIY projects, and kind of guiding them through the kind of plants to plant and just how birds and butterflies look at your yard, which is a little bit different from how we look at it.
And I think that one of the key things you said there was simple and then do it yourself. And like, listeners, these are so simple, I can do most of these. So if I can do them, you can do them. And I like the way you had really easy action steps and the worksheets that you could download. So do you want to kind of talk to us a little bit about, like, I know on your website, it has that great place where you can, where did I have it here? See all the things that are offered. No, what did I do with it? I'm sure you know it. So, but there was like tons of stuff about the class itself.
Yes. Yes, if you, well, actually, if you go to, the course is hosted on a website called Udemy. It's udemy.com. And you can do a search for gardening to attract birds and butterflies. But when you're there on my course landing page, all the course lectures are listed along with descriptions of what each one is about. And you can even preview the first three lectures for free. So even if you're not signed up at Udemy, even if you haven't purchased the course, you can check out those lectures and they'll give you really an overview of the entire course.
Excellent. Okay. Okay. So here's where I had it open. Nope, that's not where I had it open. Sorry. Oh yeah, here. Okay. So it talks about like some of the small changes. So they're not only just gonna, you know, do something nice for the environment, but they can also increase your vegetable and fruit yields. Mm-hmm. You'll notice fewer pests attacking your plants, which has been a big theme in my show, because it's going to talk to you about how to get those beneficial, you know, insects and bugs and butterflies and things in there that keep your landscape healthier. Because that's been, you know, probably the biggest theme is soil health. You know, It pretty much all comes down to that. And so this is going to teach you some things that are going to help keep your place healthy to begin with. So you don't get those. What is the deal with noises today? Sorry. One alarm after another. I don't even know why the phones are in here. And then like it also says you could save money by eliminating or having to reduce your cost of pesticides. And then a big one my parents would always be big on, reducing the number of mosquitoes who call on your yard. Because I know when my dad came out here once, we all laughed because he said, in New York, we keep our mosquitoes outside. So I guess we must have had mosquitoes on our porch or in the house. I don't know what the complaint was. You know, mosquitoes are always so. That was some of the things. And then I love the worksheet about thinking about what, you know, I was watching the part about the monarch butterflies. It just seems like, you know, because they're on the endangered species list and just people are talking all about the milkweed and just different thinking about where they lay their eggs. Like you went into that knowledge and just, I don't know. That's what I was thinking about. How, so just different things. So do you want to, so tell us a little more.
Well, the one thing I was thinking about when you were talking about all of that is that the reason that people might see some of those benefits that you mentioned is because, you know, when we look at our backyard, we see plants and grass and, you know, trees and flowers and, you know, to us it looks really nice, but your backyard is actually this really, really busy community. And the animals there are all interacting with each other. They all depend on each other. And so if one part of that community is missing, other parts of that community can get really out of control. And so, for instance, that's one reason that you might see a reduction in mosquitoes or other pests, because birds and other insects feed on those. And if you're attracting those kind of birds and those kind of insects, then they're forming like, they're like a natural defense. They're keeping that kind of bad pest population under control. So really in the course, what I'm trying to do is, especially in the introduction and in a lot of the other lectures, is teach people to look at their yards as more than just plants or landscape features, but to see it as a community and to see it as kind of like this really interactive web of animals. And once you see it that way, you can start really encouraging certain animals into your yard that are really going to benefit the community as a whole. And ultimately, they'll benefit you too.
See, that's why you did the class, because that was much better said than what I said. And that's exactly the idea we want to convey to listeners. So do you want to give them some like basic steps on like, you know, how they would get started or like, you know, Okay.
Yeah, I'll you know, really, I'll give you kind of like a sneak preview of one of the lectures. In section two of my course, what I do is I divide all these elements into a lecture. Like, these are all things that animals really want you to have in their yard because they need them for food or shelter or water or places to raise their young. So each of those things are a lecture unto themselves.
Okay, but can I quickly just interrupt before people start to yawn and think lecture?
Sure.
These lectures have beautiful imagery in the back of them, and they're very short. They're like 4-minute lectures. Mm-hmm. They're not like 2 hours that's going to go into scientific detail and bore you. Like, if I had time to watch it, that tells you something right there. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
No, yeah, they are. They're really quick and they're really practical because I don't have a ton of time either. And whenever I'm trying to learn something, I want to learn it in small bits. So, for instance, if you're watching the lecture about water, I'm going to talk a little bit about why water is an important element to have in your landscape. But for most of the lecture, I'm giving you ideas and projects for how to actually incorporate that, whether that's something really simple like putting a bird bath in, or whether it's creating what I call a bug waterer, which butterflies and bees can use. So you can take that lecture and you can use the worksheets, and pretty much you can go out and implement that in your garden or landscape right away if you want to.
What's a bug waterer?
So it's really similar to a bird bath, but like bees and butterflies and other pollinators, they're really tiny. So they might be able to go and get a drink from a bird bath, but usually that's kind of difficult for them because it's too deep. So a bug water, you just take like a shallow dish, or what I use is you know, if you have like a flower pot, you can put it on top of this sort of looks like a really shallow plate to catch the water. So you can get those at the store for like less than $5. So I get one of those and I fill it with marbles and stones, and then I put water in it just kind of not quite up to the top of those marbles and stones. And then the bees and butterflies and stuff, they can come and land on those and they get a drink. So same idea as a bird bath, but for bugs and butterflies.
Oh my gosh. And you know, that seems so obvious, but I don't have one of those. And I think I can see me making several of those. What a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just genius. And stones, marbles, little rocks. You could paint some if you wanted to. And it's true. It's so important. And then I have to say, our bees really like moss. If you can put any kind of moss in there, it would probably be good.
That's a really good idea. Yeah, there's actually in that lecture, I link to a really good DIY about how to make one. And moss is a great idea. So yeah. And just one more thing too about providing water. A lot of people don't think about this, but with your bird baths and even your bug waterers, you need to keep them clean, because if you don't do that often enough, you can start spreading disease, especially among the bird populations. So I have a little bit about that in there, and like how often you should clean and recommendations for how to do it. That's also really important, and I think it gets overlooked a lot.
Nice. Yeah, that is important. I didn't realize that they could spread disease that way. Okay, cool. So what else do you want to tell us about?
Well, one thing I like about having this course on Udemy is that if you start taking it and you decide it's not for me, you can get a full refund on it. I think it's within about 30 days. So you can get the course and start going through it. And if it's really not suitable for you, then that's not a problem. You can just get a refund right away. They'll handle that. And what I also like is that there is really a section there for interacting with your instructor and other students. So I really enjoy helping people learn about these kind of topics. So if you take the course and you have questions, I will definitely be there helping you out and answering them.
Really? Okay. I must have missed that part. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, so it's an online course. Can people like start at any time? Are there start dates? Like, do people do it in a group then with other students, or how does that work?
No, you can take it anytime you like, and it's lifetime access, so you don't have to finish it within a certain time. You're not going to like lose the course after a month or anything like that. So you can just sign up for it whenever you like and start it whenever you like. And it's kind of nice because, I mean, gardening, obviously we're heading into the gardening season in the United States at least. And so it is a good time to start taking it. But if you're really busy, you can, you know, hold off for a few weeks and it is still going to be there.
Yeah, and that's right. It is a good time to help you plan. And for like us in Montana, I know it's kind of a good way to keep you distracted from like wanting to go plant that stuff too soon.
Yes.
Because like we had this really, really warm spell. And even like right now it's really warm, but like the last couple of days of last week, so today's the 21st, so like last Thursday, the 14th, I think, it was really rainy and like mm-hmm. there was snow on the east side in places. And like if we would have planted a lot of things, I think I would have lost them. And so yep. I'm trying to I'm very tempted to plant more than I probably should. Like I can put some cold weather things in the ground right now, so it's a good thing for that to think about planning and keeps you busy. Yeah. Like you're moving forward without getting frustrated that you're not actually getting to be in the dirt right now. Do you want to tell everybody how much it costs? What a great deal it is.
Yeah. So it's, the course is $30 right now. And actually I would like to offer your listeners a 50% off discount on it. So
oh my gosh.
I'm going to be providing a coupon code for that, but you guys will be able to get it for 15.
Wow. Well, that's a no-brainer deal because it's like almost the price of a book, plus you get videos and access to the instructor and just great knowledge and worksheets, which are kind of like a book. So what's the code that they have to enter? Do they enter it at Udemy? Is that how they do it?
Yeah, well, what I'll do is I'll send you the link to the course, and all they have to do is click that link and it'll take them right to the course and it'll automatically apply that coupon. So they don't have to worry about memorizing a code or anything. It's just as simple as clicking a link.
Okay, so they go to your website and then they get that email? Sign up on your website? Is that how they do it?
No, they don't even have to. If you, what I can do is I can send you the link. I know you post your interviews on your website and you have some information below them. So
it'd be my show notes.
Yeah, to put it in there. If they just check the show notes, the link will be there if you want to put it in that way. Or if they do go to my website, lklandscapedesign.com, I also offer people that subscribe to my newsletter a discount on the course. So if they subscribe to my email list, they could get it that way too.
Okay, perfect. So they can either get it in my show notes or on your, by subscribing to your email. And I subscribed to your email list today because I wanted a copy of that book. What was the book again? Because now it says subscribe. That you can get from your website. There's a ebook too that kind of goes with the course, right? Creating a bird and butterfly filled backyard.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing with all of us today, Linda, and offering that great discount to Organic Gardener podcast listeners. Mm-hmm. And like she said, if you go to either my show notes, there'll be a link there that will take you directly to Udemy with the discount in place. Or you can go to Linda's website, lklandscapedesign.com, and sign up for her email list. And you'll also get a copy of Creating a Bird and Butterfly Filled Backyard. And then she'll send you a coupon from there too. So two great ways to sign up for the course. She said there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not if it's not for you, but I think you're going to find there's lots of value. We did talk a little bit. I just want to mention I did have some technical difficulties. And so Linda, you know, talked to me how I can figure those out. So if you have technical difficulties, Udemy has a great platform to help you troubleshoot those. Just to give you just a little heads up. So I don't know anything else we want to say. Happy Earth Day tomorrow, because tomorrow will be Earth Day, even though you'll probably be hearing this after Earth Day is over.
Yes, happy Earth Day. And just thank you again for having me on and, letting me share this course with your listeners.
Well, thank you for teaching people how to care for their landscapes using earth-friendly practices, because that's just, that's what we all want to see. So,
Yeah, definitely a passion of mine, so.
and you're great at it, and I love the way you're teaching and things like that. If you want to learn more about actually creating a class on Udemy, like in the beginning, Linda and I talked about how she, did the thing with the what's it called, the green,
Green screen, yeah,
with a
chroma
green
cast.
screen.
Yeah.
You can listen at the end for a little bonus chat. So, Linda, do you want to tell people about your experience with Udemy? You said you were telling me that you signed up with them and then right away you got access to some free Facebook group where you learned about the software and everything for creating a class.
Yeah, so Udemy is like a platform. I don't know if any of your listeners have heard of lynda.com, but it's sort of like that. It has courses in all different subjects. So when I was creating my course, I had read about them and wanted to have them host my course. So if I when I you go to Udemy, which is again udemy.com,
Oh, nice.
they have a place for people that are interested in becoming instructors. So you can sign up through there. And then right away, they will actually give you for free a course on how to record a course. That's really helpful. And they give you access to a free Facebook group for their instructors. And I think it has thousands and thousands and thousands of people in there from all over the world. And they're constantly sharing about like how they do green screen and the kind of cameras they use to record their video and the lighting they use, because you have to think of all of that when you're doing this. And I went into it really not knowing anything at all. And I just kind of stayed in that group and marinated in all that knowledge for probably about a month or two. And, like literally took notes on things people were saying. And at the end of that, I was really able to get the right equipment right off the bat. And I knew a lot of tips and tricks for setting it up. And so, yeah, if you are thinking about creating a course, I would recommend Udemy as one of your platforms, especially if you're new to doing that, because it's a great way to learn. And they don't charge you for hosting your course there. Like they take a percentage of whatever you make, but it's really a great way to learn the craft of creating video lessons, I guess is what I want to say.
Excellent. So now you were telling me in the beginning when you learned how to use the green screen that it doesn't have to be one of those fancy. You can just use a giant piece of green poster board and a or a green piece of fabric. Is that what you said? And then you said you ironed it?
Well, you with green screen, all that's happening is the software you're using to record yourself, you're telling it like record everything but this color. So I don't know how accurate that is, but that's what it seems like to me. So if you have like a really giant piece of poster board or a really giant sheet that is a certain color, it has to be a different color than what you're wearing, obviously. You just set that up. You want to make sure it's as flat as possible because any wrinkles in it are going to make it hard for the recording software to kind of edit out that color. And you just have to find software that can do chroma cast. So I think that there is free software that comes with Apple computers that does it. I have a PC, so I'm using a program called Open Broadcaster Software, which is free, and it does chroma cast when you record. But yeah, any like large sheet or piece of paper that is like one solid color, you could use for green screen.
Interesting. And then so when you watch the videos, you're able to see Linda imposed in front of these other just beautiful photos she has of butterflies on flowers and birds and insects and just different shots of the garden. And then she's talking and walking you through the steps. And then it goes back and forth to like the PDF and showing you that must be like a screen share or something, I guess.
Yeah, that's Open Broadcaster software again. It does almost all of that. And then I use, I kind of set a slideshow up in PowerPoint, and then I can superimpose myself talking in front of it. So you get kind of more of that, like, oh, I'm in a classroom lecturer feel, but then you get cool videos with it as well.
Well, you did a great job. Okay. Well, thanks. That works for a great little bonus thing about creating a class at the end.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I guess we're good for today then.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'll send you the link when this is up. I learned a ton today, and especially I love your class and how you did all that. And just I think listeners are really going to like it, and I think it's going to make our planet a better place if more people, help the monarch butterflies and other insects in their area. And I really like that part about how you talked about how to figure out what to bring into your area and what's local, and you talked about where to locate those native plants. Oh, that was another thing I was watching, that it talked about how to not just where do you purchase milkweed?
Right.
And how do you know if you even have it growing in your yard or not? You talked about that. So I thought those were great tips in there.
Yeah, I tried to keep it really specific and local to whoever was watching, because that's so important.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks, Linda. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Have a great day.
Yeah. Happy Earth Day. And I'll send you the link when this is up.
Yep. Yay. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Did you know that you could support the Organic Gardener podcast without doing anything differently? If you're going to buy something on Amazon.com, since I'm an Amazon affiliate, if you go to Amazon through a link on my page, which every book that is listed on my website is linked to Amazon.com, you don't have to buy that book, but anything you buy that day from Amazon will give me a very, very small commission. But I got to tell you, it would sure help pay for, just some of the basics it costs to keep the podcast up there. So if you like what you hear and you did want to give me just a little bit of support, that would be a great way for you to do it. If you're already going to Amazon to purchase something, like I said, all the books are linked up to because I am an Amazon affiliate. And so just if you didn't know anything, you don't have to buy that specific book, but just if you go to Amazon through my website, they do still give me a commission. So thanks for your support. Thank you for listening to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'd like to encourage you to visit our website at organicgardenerpodcast.com. That's just organicgardenerpodcast.com. And it will link right to the show notes and all that we've talked about on today's show. If you like what you've heard today, we'd love it if you would head over to iTunes and give us a hopefully 5-star review. It really helps us get found and share the knowledge with other listeners. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.